The exact number of Afghan civilians killed in the current campaign is not known. U.S. military officials are hesitant to discuss civilian casualties. They say there's simply no way to assess bomb damage quickly and reliably. But humanitarian groups say civilian casualties are high. Nikki Smith is the project coordinator for the humanitarian relief group Doctors Without Borders, and she joins me from Jalalabad. Good morning, Ms. Smith.
Good morning.
How many civilians do you think have been killed in Afghanistan since the U.S.-led air campaign started?
Well, actually, Alex, it's very difficult to get an estimation simply because the access within Afghanistan is extremely difficult. We do see some of the injured that come into the hospital, but the numbers of dead is also very difficult to estimate simply because bodies in Afghanistan are buried very quickly. So it's not going to be until the war is finished and there is greater security that comes to the country than we're able to make a proper estimation of the numbers of dead.
But there have been reports from humanitarian groups that civilian casualties are high. If you can't get exact estimates, how do you know they're high?
Well, as I said, we're based in Jalalabad, and actually in the province where the international coalition are undergoing their bombing campaign. I was in the hospital yesterday morning and witnessed a number of civilians, one child in particular, a seven-year-old boy, that has had one leg amputated, both arms amputated, and has lost his eyesight because he's a victim of the bombing.
Is there a way to know that these people indeed are suffering because of the bombing, or is it possible they're caught in between opposing forces, the Taliban and the opposition soldiers?
These areas that they're coming from are the villages that are being targeted by the international coalition. We have ambulance services that are bringing the casualties from the bombed area into a hospital, which is 2.5 hours away from the bombed villages. Unfortunately, the conditions, the infrastructure within Afghanistan is very poor, which means that a number of the patients die en route simply because they're not able to get to the hospitals fast enough. We know that there are some civilians who are caught in between the opposing forces and the Taliban, but this civilian population, the casualties that we're seeing in Jalalabad, are certainly the victims of the bombing.
Can you name the specific locations in Afghanistan where the bombing victims are found? And is this concentrated in the area around Jalalabad now?
I'm actually working in Jalalabad. A number of my colleagues are based in other parts of the country, and they can, unfortunately, I can't give you the up-to-date information as I can on eastern Afghanistan, where, as you know, the international coalition is currently bombing this area. As I said, I was in the hospital yesterday morning, and they started the bombing campaign on the 1st of December, and we have seen a number of casualties coming in and a number of dead. For the population in that area, they really can't understand why they're being targeted, as they claim that there are no Arabs and no Al-Qaeda based in their area. There is quite a number of people who are becoming very angry towards the Westerners, and there is an anti-Western sentiment building in this area as more and more civilians are being killed, and certainly more and more children are being pulled out of the rubble.
Can you give us any idea of numbers? You've said that it's difficult, but are you speaking of hundreds of victims of these bombings? Are you speaking of thousands? Are you speaking of dozens?
I would estimate conservatively in the hundreds. But of course, as I said, it's very difficult to have access. In addition, the dead will not be moved from the villages. It's a tradition, a cultural thing within Islam that they bury the dead very, very quickly, and they're not going to move the dead bodies from the villages from where they're from into Jalalabad city themselves. So, you know, as I've said, it's just difficult for the number of dead, and the number of injured are those that are coming to the hospital.
Ms. Smith, thank you for speaking with us.
No problem.
Nikki Smith, Project Director for the relief group Doctors Without Borders.